There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right. Welcome back again to the Bachelor Podcast. This is a big one. Season 25 of The Bachelor.
25.
That's right. Katie Waite joins us as always. Katie, hello.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Are you excited about The Matchler?
I am. I had high hopes, and he met my expectations last night.
Yeah, I've yet to talk to anybody.
This feels really weird. Not the girls.
Well, yeah, of course. We're just talking about Matt. I've yet to talk to anyone that had sort of anything bad to say about him. And when do we ever, you know, in this world of, you know, everyone has to hate something, do you have this sort of just across the board praise for the lead of one of these shows?
Even social media, everyone was, I really don't think I stumbled across one negative, which,
I mean, this is the internet. We're supposed to be negative.
Maybe it was everyone's resolution to not hate on people.
And, you know, they made them, these people go to Pennsylvania, and I'm thinking, oh God, what could there possibly be in Pennsylvania? And then they show up to this place that makes the resort they stayed on, Palm Springs, look like a Motel 6. I mean, yeah. This place is incredible.
For being in Pennsylvania, no offense.
Who knew?
This place is pretty, pretty nice. And I thank God, honestly, that it wasn't in the same resort, because I don't think I could do those dates in that same resort. Like, I think we all have some good and bad memories from that resort.
I'm sure the Chateau has plenty of nice conference rooms too. So they'll find plenty of places to do these things.
Oh yes. I mean, I feel like that driveway and walkway entrance alone, like, was so much better than that entire look into resort.
Yeah. It just seemed, and not just cause it was, so it sounds weird, but everything seemed bigger about it. The season seems bigger. Like, it's just this grand opening. And even him, you know, when we're introduced to Matt, because yeah, sure, if you follow the quarantine crew, you know who Matt James is. But I think the normal Bachelor, Bachelorette viewer has no idea who he is.
And yeah, I actually forgot that he wasn't, like, I had been following during quarantine his whole quarantine crew on TikTok, Instagram. So I felt already familiar with him and his crew. But I totally forgot he wasn't even on a show before.
Yeah. No Bachelorette, no Bachelor in Paradise. I mean, originally he was supposed to be one of Claire's men, and then the production pause happened and they decided, well, let's just pull the trigger. I mean, they clearly put him on the cast in order to make him the bachelor anyway. So like, why not just skip the step and just put him there?
Yeah. And I honestly like that we, like, the normal viewer, like, doesn't have any idea who he is. Like, I think that's from going into Claire knowing all of her, you know, her contestants and suitors. And it's nice to have an actual fresh face for the franchise and not, like, not someone, I don't want to say recycled because that sounds bad, but that's really what we get every time is someone, you know, recycled because they already have a following. We already know who they are. But I mean, after the last season and after 2020, I feel like 2021 deserves Matt James.
Yeah. And the way they introduced him, I thought was really cool. They gave him sort of the intro that they do for the contestants where it's, you know, a little peek into their lives and just him talking straight to the camera about, you know, starting this experience and getting on the road and traveling to where this is happening. And yeah, instead of one of the contestants, it was Matt.
I like that he had never done TV either. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not like we, you know, he was on another show or something out of the franchise. Like, he's never done any type of TV show. And it honestly, I understand why he was so nervous. Like, you have all these cameras on you all the time and you're dating all of these women and you're the first Black bachelor. And like, talk about, like, no wonder why he's freaking out with stress. Like, that's an incredibly stressful situation. And like, good for him for having this be his first introduction into.
Yeah. And his story's great. I mean, to be raised by a single mother and he's coming from a mixed race household and, you mm-hmm. know, all, you know, everything he's had to deal with from that perspective alone. And then to see his mother, like everything she did for him and his brother and and then to see mom, you know, sort of on board, you know, she could see in him that he was all in. And so, you know, she just was like, well, I see you think you can work. So I'm going to think it can work, which
yeah.
is something, you know, anytime we see a parent or usually it's on hometowns or whatever, but a parent with that sort of view is maybe she does, maybe she doesn't. But the fact that he thinks it's going to work is all that she needed to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I hope he doesn't blow it because I love him.
Yeah, great, great start. And I think it just, and they went back to this a lot because it's a major part of the season, but him saying like, this is the first time I'm going through it. This is the first time you're going through it. You know, immediately they have something that they can all sort of bond over as opposed to it just being like, oh, well, when you were on Claire's season, it wasn't right that this happened. Like, no, just like, this is brand new for both of us. There is no jumping off point other than, okay, maybe you followed me on social media.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the whole other point that makes it so great too, is that he can't compare it to his first night of, you know, first impression and cocktail and meeting a suitor and starting to date, you know, this person. Like, it's literally brand new.
Yeah. And so we get 32 women, which is a huge number. Oof. And I couldn't tell right before the intros because it seemed like Chris was okay, we're going to go. And Matt's like, can I ask some questions first? And it's not why you're so sure.
How does this show work?
Yeah. And so then they do the walk in and what seemed very planned, but I couldn't tell if that was actually supposed to happen originally or if Matt really did spring that on him. Like, can we just take a time out and talk about what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah, I couldn't tell either because Chris Harrison looked a little like, oh, okay, sure, we can talk.
Don't you want to meet the women?
Saying it like that. So I would say that it wasn't planned, but I think it was a good conversation to have and see, like, I think that was the moment where we understood where all this stress and really anxiety is coming from, being on this show, being the lead for this show.
Yeah. And, you know, going back again to him being mixed race, he said, there are certain people who are just going to root for me, but then there are going to be people who root for me to only be with pick someone of a certain race and vice versa. And he's like, I don't want to piss off white people. I don't want to piss off black people. I'm both.
Yeah.
And like, that's something that, I mean, clearly I've never had to think about. And so just for everybody, you know, the millions of people watching, I think it just gives a fresh, fresh view of the sort of pressure that, like, oh yeah, this is a fun show, it's an escape, whatever. But for someone like Matt, it's especially full of pressure.
Yeah, I think that was an important conversation to have, and honestly a great way to start it off too.
Yeah. And then it, you know, on to, finally, Chris is like, okay, it's time for you to be the Bachelor. Like, this is, we're going to have to start this now.
Okay. And, yeah, we have 32 women to get to.
Yeah, and clearly we're not going to be able to cover 32 women, mainly because, I don't know, a third of them would probably, I mean, they really didn't even spend any time on them. They're just like, oh, this person, and this person showed up.
Yeah, this, to, I mean, in my opinion, this was not a standout group of women. And I hope a lot of them, we get deeper into their backstories and who they are, and we like them, because a lot of the first impressions were very not memorable.
Yeah. And on first time through, it seems very top heavy, you know, because there are like four or five women that I definitely remembered and thought, okay, you know, clear chemistry right off the bat. They seem like they're in the right headspace. And then cycling through all these other women, like, I couldn't tell you a thing about them.
Yeah. I don't think I could. I think I could maybe pick out one or two people, like, at this point. Of who they are.
Well, so just a couple that I picked up on just from their intros. You know, I thought Sarah, who's the journalist who sort of stepped away from her job to, you know, to help care for her father. I thought that's something that, especially with the work Matt does, clearly someone who's worried about other people than themselves, which is clearly important to him. I thought that that was someone who stood out to me, and she happened to be, you know, one of the first people out of the limo.
Yes. Yeah. And she was one of my, a very good, like, first impression, with the, 'cause we did get, you know, a backstory on her a little bit, but, her and Abigail obviously was a standout from last night. Which also she, I believe I saw somewhere, is the first hearing impaired contestant in the franchise, which we're getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere with this franchise, slowly but surely. But they definitely had a connection, obviously, jumping ahead for their time at the cocktail party.
And I thought it was interesting that, so clearly they told him, hey, when, after you meet each person, what happens is then you say a little something, which is very, it's just typical of what they do. So clearly it's just, they tell them, okay, oh wow, great eyes, or clearly great energy, whatever. So when he started saying it, basically as soon as they're walking away, so everything that he says, the person walking away hears. So, you know, at one point he's like, oh, off to a great start with the first person. And like, she's 5 feet away. So she hears that. And, you know, with Chelsea, and she's going to say this, he said the same thing I think we were all thinking. She's the runway model. And he's like, oh, that dress. And she hears that. And so every single person that walks away, I don't think they're supposed to, usually it's like when they're about to enter the house.
And just, I don't know if it was like an edited sort of thing. They were literally like arm's length.
Yeah. I mean, Mari, who, he said, ever meet somebody and don't know what to say. I mean, she could have turned around and said, well, we can start over because I'm not yet 3 feet away. Sorry, from you.
What did you say? I heard you.
But Chelsea is one of the people that jumped out at me. I mean, how can you not? I mean, as soon as she stepped out with that dress,
I know,
we were sitting on the couch and both of us were like, whoa. Okay.
That was a good choice in dress.
Yeah. Like, wear that dress. Okay. 'Cause so many times people, and we see a little bit later on when the gimmicks start to come out, sometimes you don't need a gimmick. When you can wear a dress like that, you don't need anything else. Yeah.
Sometimes you don't need a throne walking in.
Right. Or even someone like Kristen, who she's a lawyer, mm-hmm. and so clearly very bright, and they seem like they have chemistry, but then, you know, she leads off with the dad joke. You know, you're guilty of being totally fine.
And honestly, like, I think every lawyer has used this line. Like, I've definitely heard it being used on an entrance night before. I think any lawyer uses like a little lawyer pun to say, oh, hey, guess what? I'm a lawyer.
And in case you forgot, I am a lawyer. I mean, listen, if I went to school that long, I'm sure I'd want to tell everybody too.
Yeah, that's true.
I liked Kayla, who is the healthcare advocate that showed up with the pickup truck, mm-hmm. wanted to remind him of home, which is North Carolina originally.
Yes.
And she drives stick, which is something I've never been able to do. So good for you.
I have never attempted that either. So good for her.
Yeah, well, I'd break it for sure. Not a big fan of the Lady and the Tramp angle that mm-hmm. Alana, who, if I didn't have notes in front of me, would not know her name.
Yeah.
Decided to do the spaghetti Lady and the Tramp kiss. Could have done without that.
Especially like you just met this person and there's still a pandemic going on. I'd be like, back up.
Yeah, like I don't care how many COVID tests you had. Maybe skip the the same spaghetti. Just saying.
Hand in hand, we can also talk about the meatball.
Yes. Do you want to put my balls in your mouth? Which, not something I was expecting to hear.
Nope. Me neither.
Did you notice the size of the ball?
I did.
Oh my God. The ball he put in his mouth was like almost the size of a basketball.
Not only that, but did you really bring that in like in a purse?
Like, yeah, like I hear it was just a cold ball of meat. Yum.
No, I hate that.
Mmm.
Oh, I hate hungry? That so much.
And I guess I got to call out all the dad jokes. And MJ, who's one of the younger ones, she's 23. And she's the one that tried to open. She came up in the pizza delivery and couldn't get the door open. And it's like, let's try it again. He's like, I know this is cheesy.
I thought it was funny, though, that the door she couldn't get the door unlocked.
Take two.
And then she called herself out for it.
Yes, of course. But you have to. I think maybe your own namesake. Maybe you should take this one because.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I think we can skip this one.
So
got a bad look to Katie's all over.
Katie decides she was bringing a special friend with her.
Yeah.
And
it was a constant, honestly, like throughout the whole night. Like it was just always there.
Yeah, so I would say, so she brings a vibrator with her, and mm-hmm. I would say stars of the night, it's Matt James,
mm-hmm.
then Abigail, then MJ the vibrator.
MJ number two.
Those are the three stars for tonight's episode.
Yeah, I felt like it was in every scene, like just like strategically placed.
And then all the way down at the bottom is Queen Victoria.
Ugh, no.
So, she,
like, you should have just known, like, her being carried in like that, that it was going to be something. And I mean, we saw it a lot in the previews about how she was playing this queen card hard, pretty much. But like every time she was like Victoria, like the queen.
Ugh, because there's only one queen.
Needed, like help, like remembering or pronunciating Victoria.
Yeah, because there's only been one queen ever.
Yeah.
So Victoria, it's not like the Queen Elizabeth. Who's that? I don't even know. It's Queen Victoria. And so what's worse about her? And there's a lot, but is it because we all know why she's there, And you could say that about a lot of these people on both sides, bachelor, bachelorette, obviously. A lot of them, they're clearly just there so they can up their Instagram followers, and that's fine. We're all in on the bit. Like, it's fine.
Yep.
But is it worse that it's so obvious with her, or the way that she went out of her way to sort of talk down to every single person that she came in contact with?
Yeah, it's definitely 50-50.
Because you can do what she's doing. And again, we're all in on it. It's fine. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
But you don't have to be a total jack to everybody that you're talking to.
Yeah. Just talking down and basically harassing them, like, to go just not even do anything, but to go get time with them and to talk to them. And, like, that's none of your business.
Yeah. And the scary part about it is she wasn't always wrong. You know, when she said, like, people are saying, oh, I hope I get time. She said, well, go get time. She's right. But it's how you package it. Like, for you to be like, well, then market yourself to Matt. What are you doing sitting there? Like, don't badger people. But, I mean, it's just sad that she did actually have a point where it's like.
She did have a point, and I, like, wish she didn't, but she did. But it's also none of her business, so.
You know,
like,
and,
why do you care? Like, if someone goes and talks to them and hits it off, then you could easily, I mean, we knew she wasn't going home.
Of course.
Because we need her around for a while. But, like, that could have pushed you out, essentially.
Totally.
So push people to go talk to them.
And even, like, most of her I could do without. But her going back for a second time, like, that, it doesn't bother me. You know, it's thing if she kept
to do that.
Yeah. If you want to be aggressive like that, that's fine. But then don't come back and just talk down to the other women. That was my biggest issue. Like,
yeah,
we're all here. We all know what's
situation.
Totally. We all know. We all get it. Like, fine. You're like Bennett. You're here because you're the Harvard guy.
Yeah.
We're fine with that. But it doesn't mean you need to take it to the next level. Victoria, we know you're here to get to 250,000 Instagram followers. Fine. But that doesn't mean you have to treat everyone like garbage.
Exactly. That's not going to get you too far.
Right. And especially
cross that line.
So when, you know, they get to this cocktail party, and I mean, certainly since I've been watching, I don't remember seeing this. I mean, instead of doing your typical, you know, like, here's to a journey of love, like, Matt says a prayer.
I know.
Like,
and it caused some tears.
Like, just in every way, he seems to be not just different, but I think perfect for what we're all need in this situation. And I, you know, I'm not an overly religious person. I mean, I went to 12 years of Catholic school, but I wasn't sitting there being like, oh, wow, this connects with me, because I'm not overly religious. But I thought he's being so genuine, and just, this is who I am. And just because you're supposed to do a normal cheers and let's party or whatever, like,
and he was making it his own. Like, he was owning, he knows this is important to him, and he probably figured if someone had a problem with starting with a prayer, then at least weed him out now.
Right. Well, and even you know, that's one of the things that we talked about with Tayshia, is if religion was so important to her, maybe make it a little clearer early on so that you're not sending someone home, you know, the final couple weeks because of it. You know, clearly it's important for Matt. So if it's not important to you, or if you can't make it important to you, then maybe this isn't going to be for you. And I think that's important to get out in front. Whatever is most important to you should be a number one.
Yeah.
Whether it's like, I want a bunch of kids right away. Okay, let's put that in the front. Yeah. You know, like Claire, who's
I don't want
have
kids
10
at
kids.
All. Okay, well.
Yeah, like those are things that need to be brought up, I think, before, like, oh, maybe the cameras are away in Fantasy Suites.
Yeah.
And
maybe week two.
Yeah, exactly. And so he even then is getting serious and starting to talk about his family. And he's like, I'm sorry, I saw the vibrator and just totally lost my train of thought.
Again, so he started with a prayer, but also, like, snuck in a joke there too. So,
I mean, how often do you pray with a vibrator 3 feet away? I mean,
probably not often.
And then you have what is really a typical cocktail party. I thought it was interesting.
Crazy, really.
We had some, we're playing some chess, and I couldn't tell you with who, because as always, they stopped putting
Serena P.
Oh, is that who I was? Okay. Cause they stopped putting names up again way too early. And I think it's just to sort of make us rack honestly, our brains
like,
about.
Until episode five, like we need straight names all constantly.
And it's interesting that ever since Queen's Gambit came out on Netflix, like everyone thinks that they're a chess player. Like, yes. Like I watched that.
I thought it was funny that like she made that she had this, I don't want to say gesture because it was probably producers, but and he was like, oh, I was in chess club. And she was like, oh, well, I actually don't really know how to play. And like, well, me neither, really.
Yeah. So she makes and, the like, first move. And then funny,
but they were just like standing there, like not really knowing.
Yeah, because he moves a piece and she's like, wait, does that do that? And he's like, no. And I mean, I watched that show in like 3 days and I couldn't tell you a single thing about chess. I've tried to learn chess 3 times and I know nothing. I'm going
to tried to learn a long time ago, but I will never learn. No,
I'm just not smart enough. It's pretty simple. And I thought, again, we'll go back to the third biggest star, which is the Vibrator. You know, you get into these, he's getting into this very serious conversation and it's like, tap, tap, tap with a vibrator. Oh, we not? I mean, yeah. It's one thing to have it as a prop, but should you be touching other people with it?
Yeah. Well, not only that, but yeah, but like that was fine. Like, I mean, it was never fine, honestly, bringing it at all. But I understand you needed, you know, an entrance and something to do to stand out. But that's where it should have been left. Like,
yeah. And even she says like, oh, it's been cleaned, so that makes it okay. Yeah. The fact that you're confirming that it's been used probably shouldn't be touching other people.
Oh, I hated it.
But let's focus on the positive, which is not related to MJ number one, or number two rather. And that's Abigail. You know, we talked a little about her before. You know, just like Matt is, you know, through the first 2 hours was a breath of fresh air. I can't say enough positive things about Abigail and both her produced piece at the beginning and her entrance and her one-on-one time with him.
Love her for sure.
Like you said, to be the first of anything is pretty cool. And, you know, she's the first hearing impaired person on the show. And, you know,
there have been a lot of people.
Yeah. And, you know, cochlear implants are so, I mean, science, there's so many amazing science, things with science that, you know, you just go do a breaking bad. You're like, yeah, science. But cochlear implants are incredible. Like, you ever need a good cry, just like type in a YouTube, like cochlear for,
hear.
Oh my God. It just,
I know.
Just especially like tears
when it's like a kid or like a baby.
Yeah. Like watch this kid hear his mother's voice for the first time. Like, oh my God. And so for her to normalize that, like those people obviously are all going to grow up and they're going to have these implants that allow them to hear. And in her case, still, she does still read lips, which is incredible. But just the whole, I think both of them just laying it right out on the table, putting their heart on their sleeves on, you know, hour four or whatever it is of the night is something that you don't always get a lot of with this show.
Yeah. It was, and to learn that her sister is also deaf too, like, what a story.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan.
Incredible. And, you know, we've got our first actual kiss, because I don't count the whatever the hell the Lady and the Tramp was.
That should not be a kiss.
It was one of those situations where seemed 50-50. You know, it wasn't just, he might have taken the lead a little bit, but it wasn't a stolen kiss.
Yeah, and he also wasn't, like, going around kissing all night. Like, that was really it. And, he was actually sitting and listening to mostly good conversation that these girls were having.
Yeah, and for him to stop right away, like, so they had their moment. And he's like, I don't have to talk to anyone else. Mm-hmm. You know, because at first I wasn't totally sure. I thought like their time was over and okay, I'm going to get the rose. And I'm like, oh God, please don't give it to Victoria. I will you've done so well. Don't ruin this.
He still needs to win over a lot of people. So he weren't going to let that happen.
And he just went right back to Abigail who just, you know, he clearly said like, hey, I'll be right back. And it just seemed like such a, a genuine moment, like
natural.
It's just in a show that I think to its core can be a very make us all very jaded because of what it is. It was such a cool moment and
just real.
Yeah, and we don't get for reality or not, we don't get a lot of those. So I was like, that's cool. Like she seems cool, like just cool all the way around.
Yeah, love it.
I only wonder how long before someone like Victoria, if she's around as long, because we have seen like clearly she has problems with Sarah, because like Sarah sucks.
Yeah.
But I wonder how long it is before she takes someone like Abigail, you know, seen as a front runner, and decide to sort of put her in her crosshairs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I hope Abigail's around for a while. And I hope Victoria is not, but I'm sure we'll have Victoria for a good amount of time.
Because no one else. Yeah, I mean, there were a couple people who complained. Was it Mari or someone complained, obviously, about getting hit with the vibrator? But I don't think that's.
Yeah.
You want to cause trouble over that, that's fine. So I didn't really pick up any of these women thinking, like, oh, they're a clear potential villain, either post Victoria or with Victoria.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they honestly, like, most of them, obviously, some people. You know, sticking out, but a lot of them just seemed like the same person a lot of the time. And like, I hate to say it, but it's just like not a lot of people stood out for me. I was just like, who am I watching now? Like, I have no idea.
It's
so hard to concentrate.
Oh, I will say maybe Kit, because Kit's another one who, like Victoria, you know why she's there.
Yes.
And well,
comes I think from she's, a big background. So.
Yeah, because she's what? She's like 21 or something. So I think she's the youngest person there.
Yes, she is.
And
shouldn't be a Rowley's daughter. So,
Can you explain to me who that is? I have no idea who that is.
A very famous fashion designer.
Yeah. So, I mean, thankfully no one can see, but I'm wearing a Chiefs sweatshirt and like a 50-year-old Mets hat. So I'm not on the cutting edge
not
of fashion.
Not Cynthia Rowley.
Right, her. That person that I definitely have heard of before today.
Yeah.
So she's 21 and she wants to be a fashion designer herself, which that now makes even more sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we know why she's there. Again, she wants to become even more famous so that she can sell her whatever she's going to design.
Yeah.
Totally fine. We're all there for that. But I could see her. She has some villainess
potential.
Potential there. I mean, she wasn't necessarily berating people the same way Victoria was, but I could definitely see, especially as she's trying to.
Oh, yeah, she definitely has that side of her.
Yeah, I mean, definitely trying to. She's someone who will try to make things about her, and that's okay. Like, depending on how you do it and how unbearable you get, I think that's okay.
Yep, we all need some of those characters.
So, because I'm looking at this list, 24, is that correct? Are left?
Yes.
So out of 24, maybe I could tell you who 5 of them are?
Yeah, I would say the same.
So listen, like I said, I liked Abigail, I liked Sarah, and I like Chelsea, but we haven't gotten to hear a lot from Chelsea. So that's clearly just the way she carried herself vote for me.
Yeah. Kayla.
Oh, and Kayla, because Kayla did connect with him on a specific level of the sweet tea toast. I thought was awesome.
Yeah. We never talked about Kylie walking in without a dress on.
Oh, how did I? Thank you. And how are you the one bringing that up and not me? So this was very divisive in my household. So what was your reaction when this happened?
Obviously, like, I didn't think it was necessary, but she stood out. So, like, good job, I guess. I mean, it was definitely a good icebreaker.
Listen.
Not something I would have said to go and do, but she definitely left a lasting impression, I think.
I liked it. I thought, and not in just a like... She had a robe on. It's not like she was naked.
Barely.
But like you said, it made her stand out. And I like the idea of it's not just, hey, I'm walking up here in my underwear, even though that's what she was doing. But it's, you get to pick my dress. Now, could she have done that wearing more? Absolutely.
Yeah. Could Would she have done it at all? Yes.
Absolutely.
No, but I think it was, yeah, it wasn't like she just wore that and went to meet her and then meet him and went inside. Like, at least she made it a whole thing.
Yeah, you get to pick which dress you like. I thought it was cool. I was outvoted in my house.
Not like one of my favorite entrances, but
no, I was it was not a unanimous decision in this household. Let me just say, yeah, that.
I would not think that.
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's great, and I got this look like, are you sure?
Are you sure it's great, Ryan?
Maybe not. And by great, no, I mean,
actually, no, it's not
awful. She shouldn't have done that. I don't know. So that's the fact that you had to bring that up. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Was there any other glaring ones that I missed? Because that's pretty incredible.
I mean, I hated the goat shoes.
Oh, like, God.
Like, those were, like, terrifying.
Well, especially since I didn't think they looked like goat shoes.
Yeah, it was just...
And I don't think we need to talk about what we think it looked like.
I think her name was Sana, like Sarah, yeah, with an N.
Yes. With an right N-E, there, I think.
Yeah, I did not like
that. Shocking that the goat shoes didn't make the cut.
Yeah, shocking. I don't think so.
The only other thing for me was Corinne.
Alicia the ballerina,
which is awesome. But for me, it was Corinne. You're Massachusetts, but, you know, Massachusetts, Connecticut, we had a Connecticut person. And, mm-hmm, and she doesn't make the cut.
I know. She was not around for long.
Matt Munson, she is not. Our buddy Matt, who made it all the way to, what, top five or whatever.
Yeah.
She gets the boot on night one. So if you're going to go on the show, people.
Connecticut needs to redeem themselves.
So hopefully in the next round, whoever's from Connecticut gets a talking to from our boy Matt. We're going to have to connect them because, yeah, Corinne, no bueno.
Not good for Connecticut.
And so I believe I have this right. Corinne, did Alicia go home?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Carolyn, Cassandra, Kimberly, Maggie?
Maggie stayed, didn't she?
Oh, good. Yeah. I hope so.
So I have Alicia, Amber, because, oh, yeah, I had to look it up because who knew any of these people?
Yeah, I spelled, so my autocorrect made it into Maggie. So that's okay. Why.
So Alicia, Amber, Carolyn, Cassandra, Corinne, Imani.
Ah.
Kimberly and Sana.
My phone apparently thinks that it should be Maggie, like Maggie Simpson.
Yeah.
So this episode, because of Matt, was near perfect. But this is where it was, like, almost got there. At the end, he's doing the cheers, and it's like, okay, everybody, you're going to have to get in your gym clothes because we're going to go run a half marathon. And I'm just jumping up. Oh, my God, this is the best end of the first night ever. Oh, just kidding. Aww.
I don't think anyone thought it was funny.
Because can you imagine these women? And it would be the same way, I think, you know, even with the dudes who, you know, want to show how tough they are. You know, you're in your best dress or best suit, and then the star is like, oh, by the way, you have to go run 13 miles.
Wait.
Oh, my God. It would have. You want to talk about? You want to talk about thinning out the herd right away? Be like, never. I think you made a mistake by giving me this rose. I'm exiting the bubble. Bye.
I don't think so. Thanks.
That would have been that would have been the only thing I would have really wanted to see to take this episode to the next level.
Yeah. No. I don't think a lot of people would appreciate that.
So. Every season, we end up picking teams, and pretty much like fantasy teams. And every season, Katie wins because...
Not every season.
Most. The majority. Yeah, the more heavy majority.
98%.
Sure. Yeah. It's like an I demand a recount level. Like, you just keep winning. So, last time around, I just literally wrote names randomly and had Katie pick numbers. Guess what? Katie won anyways. So great.
We both won, actually.
Well, because I don't
we
count.
We did it that way because we already knew Dale was, like, that wasn't even like a secret spoiler. Like, that was just everywhere. So and you ended up with Dale, and yes. I ended up with Zach. So we both won.
Right. So, well, nobody won with the first half of that season. So I don't know that I can run through. So I thought, first of all, before telling you how, because that would sort of ruin this, I want you to pick odds or evens.
Oh, evens.
Okay. So we're going to go the order that the roses were handed out. You get the even numbers. I get the odd numbers. We go from there.
Okay.
How about that?
Sounds good.
And you know what's going to happen? Katie's going to win again. Because no matter what I draw, whatever I draw up, because that was the other thing. So you'd win a few seasons and people were like, oh, well, maybe she knows what happens. We don't look at what happens. But so then I figure, well, it's literally a flip of the coin and she still wins the coin flip. Incredible.
It's just luck.
It is luck. I bet. The Bachelor universe just loves you. What can we say?
It's just a special, I'm just a special member of the nation.
You are. And I'm glad that these episodes are back on Mondays. Tuesdays just didn't feel right.
Mm-mm. Tuesday episodes were such a 2020 thing.
So we're back on Bachelor Monday. It's very exciting. At Bachelor Podcast on all socials. You can tell us how much you love Matt James. And if you don't like him, go away because he's the best.
Yeah, don't listen to us.
Yeah, unless next week he ends up sucking and then we'll have to go back and say how bad he is. But because listen, I thought Claire was going to be good too and we saw how that went.
Yeah, so. We all thought that.
So we'll be back again. Yeah, next week, hopefully with Matt still being not Claire. And so Katie, thank you for all of your insight as always.
Oh, thank you.
And we will see you next week.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.